Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning or evening, friend. Here's your friendly announcer. I have serious news to pass on to everybody. What I'm about to say could mean the world's disaster, could change your joy and laughter to
Hi, this is Kai Simone, all the way from London, UK, and you're listening to WDKK Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So why don't you come inside and close the door? Music's all within me. WDKK Radio.
Well, I'd like to say good evening, good afternoon, good morning, depending in, well, what part of the world you are in. My name is DA, and I'd like to welcome you to WDKK Radio, and thanks for tuning in to the broadcast tonight. Now, let me say for those who are listening over at WDKKRadio.com, if you'd like to join us in the chat room, just simply look at the menu bar at the top of your screen, click the chat button, and you'll be right in the chat room along with us. If you're listening over at BTR, well, of course, you know where the chat room is at BTR, or you can feel free to stop on over to WDKKRadio.com and join us in the chat room there. No matter where you're listening from, we want to welcome you to the broadcast this evening. And I have to say that I have 2 hours packed with inspiration, education, and transformation. Our first guest, of course, who I will tell you about in just a moment. I know many of you who listen to Blog Talk Radio are going to be familiar with her right off the bat. That is none other than Dynamic Daphne herself. That's going to be the first hour. And then for the second hour, we're going to be joined by a New York keyboardist, Joe Yander, and he's going to be on to tell us all about his new project and some of the things that he's working on. So, of course, typically on Thursday nights, I deal with indie artists and entrepreneurs, and so everybody just fits right in. So I'm excited about what's going on tonight. A little later in the broadcast, I'll tell you about what we have lined up for you tomorrow night, which, again, is going to be a night filled with good stuff just for you. And I am so appreciative of you supporting us here at WDKKRadio.com. Well, I want to welcome to the broadcast this evening. I have to say, as I was reading through the bio, I said, oh my goodness, I knew that she was dynamic, but I didn't know that she does and has done as much as she has. So I want you all to pay attention to what I'm going to tell you about Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson. She is a certified life and personal development coach. She is an empowerment specialist. She is a retreat leader. She is a facilitator. She is a workshop leader. She is a seminar leader. She is a trainer. She is a passion and purpose coach. She is a radio personality. She is a TV personality. She is a keynote presenter. She is an enrollment counselor with the Life Coach Institute. She is a certified coach with the Life Coach Institute. She is Blog Talk Radio's own Dynamic Daphne. Daphne, how are you doing this evening, my sister?
I am blessed, DA, and I just want to thank you for this opportunity to be in a conversation with you.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I wasn't joking when I said, you know, I knew that you were involved with a lot, but I had no idea that you've done and are doing as much as you're doing. And I know that you're one of the first people that I connected with on Blog Talk Radio, and I've just kind of known you as the queen of the empowered soul. So let me start there. Tell me about that particular title, characteristic, the queen of the empowered soul. Talk to me about that.
You know, I oftentimes say that social media, to me, is the best thing since salvation. And it is, in fact, true for me. You know, I network with a gentleman in Australia. I think he is now. And we were in a conversation back and forth, just brainstorming and discussing how we could each add value to each other's vision and mission.
Yes.
And I told him a little bit about what I do, because, D.A., I don't say much about what I do. My focus is to allow my life to speak for me.
Right.
And, you know, we were talking, and Jane said to me, he said, "Well, you know, my dear," he says, "you are the queen of the empowered soul, so it's not difficult for me to market you as that, because that's who you are."
Right.
And for years, D.A., another gentleman, when I worked at one of the United Way agencies, he named me Dynamic Daphne. And that's
okay.
The way he used to introduce me to everyone that he encounters when I'm in his company.
Right.
I'm insane. I repeated it 3 times. And right there, I was still talking with James, and I sent email out to a few people and said, "Queen of the Empowered Soul."
Mm-hmm.
Do you like that?
I love
and
it.
And a friend of mine got on the phone when she opened the email, and she called me and she said, "Well, what is this about?" So I explained. She said, "My God, that is you to a T."
Right.
And I said,
right.
"Well, then I'm just going to use that handle." Because a lot of time people see things in us that we refuse to accept. And that
okay.
we don't really highlight as much. So to me, it was an honor that even though James had never met me in person, we spoke on the phone and emails back and forth, he knew that about me, and people who knew me for many years affirmed it, that
okay.
it was accurate. So I just went ahead with it.
Wow, that's great. Now let's back up a couple years. What is your place of origin in terms of where were you born?
I am from the sunny island of Jamaica, where
from
you
Jamaica.
Can experience true unconditional warm love.
Wow, that's great. Now how did you end up getting to the States? What led you on that journey?
Well, I was married to a gentleman in Jamaica, and then he came to the U.S., and he told me he was coming to go to school to study. At the time when he left Jamaica, he was retired from the military, and he was coming to the U.S. to pursue higher studies. And,
okay.
of course, I'm trusting and believing, and I believed him.
Yes.
But then when I came here to visit, he was studying another female.
Ah, okay.
So, you know, who I am, then I wasn't even wearing the label of the queen of the empowered soul, but I think deep down in the core of my soul, I knew I was not second best.
Right,
so
right.
I just exit out of that relationship.
Okay. Now, did that trigger, you know, did that trigger your pursuit of personal empowerment? Was that, you know, kind of like a life-changing event for you?
Not really, because I was at that time, I was not seeking for who I am. I founded Daphne. I knew who Daphne was. And I knew to whom Daphne belonged. So then I was not going to allow one failed relationship to specify who I am.
Right.
I knew
okay.
who I was, and I stood firmly in that. The one thing it did was it got me closer to God.
Okay.
And really to understand, because I was always a Christian. I always went to church from a child growing up.
Right.
I cannot say I always had a relationship with God. So what the divorce did for me was to understand the difference of going to church and having a relationship with God.
Oh, that's good. that's good. And I think that that's something that, you know, that we all kind of experience in our lives, and there's different events that that may, you know, that kind of may set something off for us where we find out just the title of Christian or the going to church, it doesn't oftentimes fit the missing piece that we find in our lives when we go through certain things. That's a very interesting
thing. You know, D.A., growing up in Jamaica, I was taught and told regular, oh, Christians don't do this, Christians don't do that, you don't wear makeup, you don't press your hair, you don't wear pants, and all of the downs. And as I came into the relationship with God, I understood that those were man-made rules.
Right, right.
I realized that who I am on a Monday through Saturday is who I still am on a Sunday. So
exactly.
I didn't have to be switching personalities.
Okay.
To have God love me, because he loved me unconditional. So I was living an authentic life once I entered into a relationship with him.
Okay. And I see that you have a master's of ministry and a doctorate of religious philosophy. Wow.
Yes, sir.
Wow. So you have the academic grounding as well as the personal relationship, which creates a very holistic approach to what you're doing. That's great.
I have a long range goal. Not that I have, but God has given me a long range goal and a legacy, if you may, that I need to develop a personal development institute. I'm going to be doing all the things I do know as a coach and all of that. But at this institute, people will be able to come there. We're going to have a physical building, a campus, if you may, where people can come and get their physical health looked after, their spiritual health looked after, their mental health looked after. And in all of that, too, DA, I want to be able to write textbooks pertaining to personal development and possibly have my textbooks being used in universities across the world, because I have an amazing story what God has done for me, and I'm thinking, why not allow the world to read about it? So I'm very obedient in whatever God tells me to do, and I follow through, even when I don't know what is going to happen, and I'm figuring, I don't have to know.
Right.
So it's not about me, it's about God. All I need to do is to show up, and he's definitely going to show off in me.
Right, exactly. Now there's something else that's going on, and I don't want to talk about this right now, but I do want to spend a nice part of the conversation a little later talking about the vision conference that you have coming up. But one thing that I've noticed and I've witnessed over the past couple of years, and I've kind of done some of it myself, but I'm finding a lot of people that do have a solid relationship with the Lord, who also have a strong academic foundation, and they go into what has become known as either life coaching or personal development coaching. Now, from your perspective, and I want to talk to you first as a minister, where do you see the aspect of a life development coach or personal development coach needed in people's lives if they're pursuing their Christianity from a very practical perspective? How does that come into it? A life coach versus a minister, or a life coach and minister? How do you see that?
As a life coach, and as a life coach and a minister to me, and I can only speak about me, it is
right.
One of the same, because I am coaching and I'm ministering to the person's spiritual need.
Okay.
So when I meet a client, DA, I don't have to know what religion they go to. I don't need to know where they worship.
Right.
What I need to know is their need. What do I need to attend to?
Oh, that's good.
I don't have to keep poking the Bible in their face to tell them to read this, to read that. The example of my life is speaking loudly for me. I'll give you an example. I am a facilitator for a program in Connecticut called the Parent Leadership Training Institute. Now, when I go to do that program, which is a 20-week program, I do the first 10 weeks, and then they get civic leaders to do the second 10 weeks.
Okay.
So when I go into facilitating that program, DA, I never speak about myself as a coach and all of the other accolades that I have, because at that program, I'm there as a parent leader facilitator.
Okay.
It never fails, DA. We have, prior to starting the training, we have a one-day, 8 hours retreat with the parents that are going through this 20-week program. And it never fails. I'm doing this since 1998. It never fails that the first 2 or 3 weeks, someone in the class always pulled me aside and said, "There is something about you that is different. Something about you, I don't know what it is." And I say, "Oh, it's just my Jamaican accent." And it is something else. So I'm sharing that to say, DA, that when God is inside of you, you can't hide. So I cannot hide under the label of a minister or the label of a coach. I am one of the same, because God created me to help people to understand their true calling and purpose. So whether I do it as a minister or I do it as a life coach or a speaker, it's the same consistent message you will receive from me. And that is, you got to understand your calling and purpose in order to be your authentic self. Because once we operate from our authentic core, we are real. There is no counterfeit coming out. It's the real McCoy that you're getting.
Okay. That is good. And you know, you are really helping me out right now, but you know that. and I know that's one of the reasons that because, you know, we've talked on numerous occasions, and you know that I don't believe in coincidence no more
that's
than
right.
you do. And so, you know, I knew when our paths crossed that there was, you know, there was purpose behind it, because that's something that I tend to emphasize a lot, as you do, how important it is for people to find and to, well, I don't really like to use the word find, because I'm not sure you can
connect.
Find your purpose. You can develop, you
connect.
Know, you can discover your purpose.
Yes, that's connect, yes.
Right, and connect with your purpose. And when you do, there is just something that is so empowering and liberating about that you begin to see things opening up that there's no way you could do it as an individual, no matter how hard you try. That's the only way I can think of it. It just doesn't happen.
Bigger than you, DA. It's bigger than us.
Right.
Once we follow through on the direction, that goes back to where I said, just show up. Because if you and I had total control over that, you know how bad we would mess things up.
Right.
But we just have to allow ourselves to be the vessel through which God works. Because you know what gets so many people confused and people hide behind all the labels that they have is their own insecurities and uncertainties.
Okay.
They themselves, they don't even know who they are. So, I mean, if I see you and I don't call you bishop or archdeacon and all of that, you figure I'm taking something away from you. But I don't have to tell you my qualifications.
Right.
You need
right.
to see that in me.
That's
and see the life I'm living and the difference that I'm making in people's lives.
Right. That's so important. That's so important. And I think it's something that we oftentimes miss. And it's interesting because, I knew that you were going to be on the program today. We hadn't talked about what we were going to talk about, because I kind of know that God has a way of ordering these types of
that's right.
Conversations.
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
I was walking across the campus today. I was going to a class, and I was thinking about the things that I'm doing in radio. And the thing that I began to become aware of, I said, what is so interesting is I can remember being 13, 14, 15, 16, and I always had this this thought. I said, well, I don't want to be identified of being successful or accomplished or anything of that nature because of who my family is, okay? And,
mm-hmm.
and I'm sure with you understanding something of my background, you
yes.
can understand what I'm saying. I didn't want to make it on my dad's name. I didn't want to make it because of this or because of that. And
mm-hmm.
and so I kind of stayed away from it, And
mm-hmm.
I totally directed my attention and my focus to, okay, God, what is Daryl about? What am I here for? What am I supposed to be doing? And I was involved
mm-hmm.
in music, involved in ministry, involved in this, involved in that.
Mm-hmm.
But all of the time, I was always, it was like I always knew that there was a missing component to what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
Then once
mm-hmm.
I started doing the internet radio, things
mm-hmm.
begin to take on a whole other dimension. And now
mm-hmm.
I look now at what God is building, and I can truthfully say it's not being built because of who my family is in the industry and family was in the industry. It's being built because I'm obeying God. Now, naturally, those
that's
other
right.
pieces help, and so that's why I was born into the family that I was. But, it's just coming to know your purpose, and being
mm-hmm.
comfortable with your purpose and walking
mm-hmm.
out, that's
mm-hmm.
when we really begin to see things coming into play that
that's
there's
right.
no way we could do it just in and of ourselves.
That's right. I tell you something, dear. As a nurse back home in Jamaica, because that was my career back home,
mm-hmm.
even when I was serving medication, I did it differently.
Okay.
And now that I have come to understand about coaching, that's what I was doing then in the hospital. And all my coworkers used to get so angry with me. They always say, Clark Hudson, why do you have to take so long to serve the medication? Why do you have to have a long conversation with everybody?
Mm.
And I said, I don't know. I just got to talk to people. I cannot just say, Mr. Williams, take your medication.
Right.
I got to ask you, did your relative come to visit you today? Oh, did you have dinner? What did you like about the dinner? A long conversation. Then I move to the next bed, and it's the same thing. So things, duties that used to take my colleagues 45 minutes is taking me 2 hours and a half or 2 hours and 15 minutes because all 32 patients in the ward, I'm talking to everybody at a lengthy conversation.
Right.
Now, when I came here and realized about coaching, I said, my Lord, that's what I was doing. Because, DA, after I left hospital nursing, I went into public health nursing. Because even in the hospital, I felt a void. And I didn't know what it was. Now that I have connected with my true calling and purpose, I can really define what was going on. But back then, I didn't know. I just know there was something missing. And I went into public health. And it was, the void kind of narrowed a little. Because as working in public health, it allowed me to do home visits sometimes, work at the medical clinic sometimes. Other times I'm working at the maternity clinic. the Well Baby Clinic, and all of those different things, Food Handlers Clinic. And it presented me with diversity. But then I was there again, and ooh, something was missing. So I got what was known as a secondment, and I went to the Jamaica Cultural Development Commission to work. Now, in that position, it allowed me to help people to find out what they're good at. So we were having things that known as festival. You all call them fairs in this country.
Okay.
And if you were good at crochet, I would help you to make a crochet bedspread or tablecloth or centerpieces. If you were good at cooking, I would help you to be creative. When you're making a pork roast, I would work with you to use the yellow yam to create a crust that you wrap your pork in, and you take it to the exhibition and you get a gold medal for that, because everybody else's crust is made from flour. And yours is not. Yours is made from yellow yam.
Right.
So even then, I was still coaching people and helping people. And there is no bad job in this world.
Mm.
It always prepare us for the big picture that we are God wants us for. Everything that I've ever done in my life, DA, a lot of times I have interviews with journalists and they ask me, if you could do your life over, what would you change? And my answer is the same thing. I would not change a single thing, because all my experiences have molded me into the person that I am today.
Exactly. Exactly. That's a very powerful, it's a very powerful statement, but more so a powerful statement. It's a very good awareness to have, because I think when we live our lives from that, you know, when we live our lives from that frame of reference, we don't have any regrets. We understand
right.
The big picture, and that's a
exactly.
very powerful thing.
Exactly.
I tell you what I want to do. I want to take a short break here, take a little music break, and when we come back, I want to spend some time for you to share what's going on with the Vision Conference, along with how people can find out more information about it, your website, as well as your show on BTR. So let's take a short break, and then we'll
thank
be
you.
Right back. Okay, and to the listeners, again, I want to thank you for tuning in to WDKKRadio.com. I am DA, and we're having a wonderful conversation with Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson, known and loved by those of us who know her and love her as Dynamic Daphne, a.k.a. the Queen of the Empowered Soul. We'll be back in just a moment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's just something about those songs that were being written during that time where, you know, there's a real message in that music. And as I say oftentimes, you know, I am one of those individuals who truly does believe that music is the universal language. And there is a place that you can get to in your life. There's a place of empowerment. There's a place of vision. There's a place of purpose. And when you find that place, when you discover that place, when you connect with that place, destiny is just around the corner, and there's no better thing. And our guest tonight is an individual who can speak to that, can share, and is doing a lot of things to help people to discover their purpose so that they can fulfill their destiny, and that is none other than Dynamic Daphne. My sister, you have a tremendous conference coming up. Would you like to share with us about that?
Yes, dear, thank you. And I tell you, man, that song you just played is one of my favorite times. I'm telling you. You just took me back in the day, dear.
I've been known to do that.
I'm telling you, man, I'm telling you, the brother knows what he's doing. Yes, we are having Vision Weekend 2010. And the Vision Weekend 2010 is a conference that the curriculum was designed specifically for entrepreneurs and small business people to help to shape their vision for greater success.
Okay.
You know, this past decade here that went by, I mean, people got into the habit, DA, of blaming everything. The cat, the bird, the dog, the neighbor, you know, the wind, everything. And no one is looking in the mirror and said, what is my responsibility in all of this?
Right.
You know, I have skills and talents that is dormant. And they spend 11 months and 30 and a half days whining about what could have been, should have been, and has not been, instead of harness their creativity and do something with it. And we are giving this conference to hold entrepreneurs and small business people accountable, because God created all of us for unique purposes.
Mm-hmm.
People wait until New Year's Day on New Year's Eve, and everybody's tripping over themselves, writing down goals and New Year's resolution. And that's the sophisticated label that they have been giving their goals for all these years. And when you check in with them on January 3rd, they said, huh, what? What are you talking about? They already forget what they wrote on the paper. So this conference will help to give them clarity, have them to understand how to derive at clarity in order to set goals. Because if you don't have clarity, DA, you are not able to set any goals because you don't know what you're setting goals about. And
right,
this is
right.
Why so many people get burnt out and stressed about, oh, I can't become anything. I can't do this. I can't do that. Then they get into a competitive mode with the person in the next cubicle, the person next, the neighbor next door, and everybody start competing with the Joneses. Wherein, if we understand about our true calling and purpose and why God created us, we know we are unique. And even though, dear, you and I have our radio show, I'm not trying to do you, and you're not trying to do me,
right,
because we have our own unique style.
Exactly.
And that's the same way with entrepreneurs. They need to understand who they are, why they are, and to whom they belong. When you have those three things down pat, you know, if it is to be, it is up to me, regardless of what the economy is doing.
Right.
Regardless of who is in the next cubicle next door. We may have the same job description, but God knows, when I put my flavor in it, I'm knocking the next person way out.
Right.
Because
exactly.
I'm operating from my authentic core. So this is what this conference is about. We are going to have people leave with tangible material that will help to hold them accountable.
Okay.
We will give them the opportunity to be matched up with mentors so that they don't just come to the conference and get hyped up. They are leaving, and there is a plan of action to hold you accountable. So when 2011 comes, you will have a story of success and accomplishment to share with other people. And you too will be in a position to help somebody else reach their goal and to really harness why God created them.
Oh, that's tremendous. That's tremendous. Now, for people who want to find out more about the conference and more to the point, for people who can't wait to get there and they know that they've got to get their registrations in because it's going quickly, where can people find out more about the conference?
They can visit www.visionweekendconference.com.
Okay.
And once they go there, it will take them to the Eventbrite site where they can they will be able to register. We are also going to be having live radio station there, and attendees will get to be interviewed live and to share their experiences. We have opportunity for vendors and exhibitors to be there. So there's going to be pre-conference publicity for the vendors and also live at the conference. We have a studio set up where people can come, sit around, and talk with the expert there. And if I may, DA, can I mention some of the speakers that we have to line up?
Absolutely.
Yes, we have Ed Foxworth the third, and Ed is coming in from Detroit. And Ed is a personal discovery expert. We have Dolores Presley, who's coming in from Ohio, Canton, Ohio, and she is a master power expert. We have Jennifer Sertle, who is coming in from Rochester, New York, and she has a unique program she works with called Agility 3R, which shows us how we can stick around in the mediocrity that we are experiencing, or here is a choice or an option where you can take to bring about a change in your life. We have Talia Stovall, who is a relationship expert, and Talia will be speaking about relationship as it pertains to our business. Because, DA, until we learn how to develop and sustain relationship, we have no reason to be in business, because our business is going to be greatly dependent on the relationships that we have.
Right.
We have Jan Mullock, who is a positive achievement expert, and she's coming from Scotland.
Wow.
We have Dr. Gerald Higginbotham, who is an author, and he's going to be speaking about the importance of collaboration.
Mm-hmm.
And he's coming in from St. Louis, Missouri. We have Mr. Richie Donald, who is an entrepreneur who built his printing business from a coffee table in his basement. And now he is operating a global business where he's servicing, doing printing for a lot of other countries. And he is coming in from New York. We have Ms. Chantel Pitts, who is a print design expert, Mr. Jim Memley, who is a business builder, and we have Dr. Theophilus Mills, and he's going to be talking about how to restore your broken self. So, and, of course, myself and two more speakers that we just agreed to have on is L. Denise Jackson, and she is the founder of the Professional Green Network, and she's going to be telling people how to convert your business to a green initiative in order to capture government grants and all of that, because anyone who can really operate a green business now, that's the grants that are really hot. And of course, we have the energetic Dr. Joy, who is the expert on prescription for wellness, because we as entrepreneurs, DA, we need to understand that our wealth begins with our health.
Oh, that's good.
If we cannot really have and experience good health, don't think we are going to be around to experience the wealth financially. So it is a total package. So again, the conference website is www.visionweekendconference.com. And if people want to call, there are two numbers they can call, 860-355-9838 or 718-753-0244. And the conference is scheduled for May the 6th through the 9th at the exquisite Heritage Hotel and Spa, nested in a unique New England town. And for all you golfers, if you have never played on the Pomperage Golf Course, you need to be here to experience it. It is like walking on velvet. So you need to come while your spouse is in the conference. And if you want to go to the spa or to play golf, all that is there for you.
That is great. And you know the thing that I was just listening to the speakers and the topics, and the thing that I really appreciate about what you're doing with the Vision Weekend Conference is it is so well-rounded. You know, I was getting ready to say, is there any piece of this that you missed? But it really isn't. I mean, everything from your health to understanding that success in business involves relationships. It involves you being able to have your finances in order. But then even how to transform your business into green, you know,
mm-hmm.
where a lot of things are going. It's a very holistic approach. And I don't know, with a lot of the conferences that I've seen and some that I've attended, if there's been one that has such a holistic approach as Vision Weekend is going to have. And I just commend you. I really do commend you on putting that together.
Thank you so much, Andy. And this is another, you know, program about being obedient and what God wants to do. And I just stepped out, and I didn't know where this conference was going to go, and he just supplied the need. People are still calling me. This conference has not yet come off, DA, and there are speakers who are calling me to say, listen, I love that vision. Put me on the list for next year.
Right,
so
exactly.
So that is when you know something is not of you, it is of God. When you don't even have to invite people to be speakers, they are calling you
right,
to be
exactly.
on that.
It
is a blessing. And I am so thankful that God has decided to use me to just knit this all together.
Right, and I'm sure he's going to continue to use you to put some things together. And I'm just glad that he, you know, calls our paths to cross, because I know that there are some things we're going to be doing together in
yes.
the future. And hey, look, we have
yes.
about 8 minutes left on this segment, so during that time, why don't you let us know about your show on your radio show that you have on BTR?
Yes, I have a show which is normally, and DA, can you believe it? Yesterday was my anniversary, 1 year on BTR, where I completed yesterday my 155th episode.
Wow.
It was the last Wednesday of 2009 in March that we started the show. It's called A New Day, to educate, inspire, and empower entrepreneurs. That's
right.
what the focus of the show is on. And regularly, we are on Wednesdays between 10 and 12 in the morning, Eastern Standard Time. But of course, all the episodes are on Blog Talk on demand. You can go and listen. And I know that, you know, God has blessed me richly. Over this past year, I've had some of the most prominent experts on there to share their stories of how they began and how they become successful. So I am thankful. I'm praying to God to take us into bigger and better things for the rest of this year, because we don't want to be doing the same thing we did last year. We want to excel to higher heights and serve more of God's people.
Okay. Yeah, that's great. And I know I've been on your show a couple of times, and it's a great show, and I appreciate the opportunity that you gave me, you know, to
yes.
come on the show to share the things that, you know, that God was doing in my life. And I just wish you all of the success in the world. And I also want to say to people that this particular show will be archived both at BTR, and it will also be archived on the WDKKRadio.com website. And along with the archive of the show, there'll be the information about the Vision Weekend, the conference. So you can always stop over at WDKKRadio.com, and the links will be there that will take you directly to the site. And I encourage you all to tune in to Dynamic Daphne on the BTR network. And Daphne, I just want to thank you, you know, for the time that you shared this evening. Is there anything else that you want to share with the listeners as we wrap this segment up?
Yes, I just want to quickly give them the link for the BTR show. It's www.blogtalkradio.com/Daphne, D-A-P-H-N-E, hyphen Clark with an E, hyphen H-U-D-S-O-N. And what I would want to leave the listeners with is that know that there are a lot of people out there who have not done anything and maybe will never do anything. So instead of running to them with your china to feed as if you're feeding a pig on your china, because that's what happens when you tell people about your vision who have no understanding about it, and for them to trample on it. Don't feed pigs on your china. Find people who understand and appreciate china and crystal, and use it and have a conversation with them. And know that there are people in the world who are doing great things, and the world is waiting to hear your story. So know that you can call me anytime. You can call DA, send us an email, because we are here to help you to allow your light to shine. DA, I want
yes.
to thank you for this amazing opportunity tonight, and I feel it a privilege.
Well, Daphne, it was a privilege for me to have you on, and my sister, we will be talking soon.
Thank you so much, and you have a blessed evening, and I will be listening to the other guests as he comes on.
Okay, well, we thank you very much, and you stay blessed, my sister.
Thank you so much. Have a blessed Easter, DA.
Okay, you also. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
WDKK Radio. Hi, DA. I've got it all under control. I have the music on from 9 to 5. 24 hours? Oh, my bad. Okay, I'll turn it back on. WDKKRadio.com. 24 hours of great memories.
finger. You know, that's one of the things that I'm sure you listeners know and understand about WDKK Radio is, you know, music is music. Good music is good music. And oftentimes I have a tendency to go back and pull some things out that were, you know, really transformational music. It was really evolutionary as certain parts of music history, the different forms of music that were coming about. And I just like to pull out those songs and just enjoy the rhythms, the melodies, the beats, and everything that just goes along with music composition. And that kind of leads me into our next guest, who I will tell you about in just a moment. But I want to share with you something that we're doing tomorrow night on WDKK Radio. Because of a scheduling conflict, the guests that we did have scheduled, we had to do a reschedule, and we have two guests coming on the first segment of the show who are both very accomplished music writers. And when you hear these gentlemen speak about the music that they've written, the people that they've written for, it's just going to be a great time of sharing. And then the second part of the show, which is Philly's Best, we're going to have two drummers from the Philadelphia area, and I'll tell you more about them. One of the drummers, he has worked with Patti LaBelle. He's worked with Frankie Beverly. He is currently on tour with the Stylistics. The second drummer has worked with a little bit of everybody, and he is currently on tour with Earth, Wind, and Fire. And both of these gentlemen are out of the Philadelphia area. So on our Philly's Best segment tomorrow night, it's going to be it's just going to be a drummer reunion. Our co-host Wardell Potts will be with us, who's a drummer. I'm a drummer. You get a bunch of drummers together, you just kind of never know where the conversation is going to go. But I encourage you to tune in tomorrow night, WDKKRadio.com, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then immediately following that show, we're going to be launching a show out of the U.K. Some of you all may remember a guest that I had on a couple weeks ago, wonderful young lady by the name of Kira Simone. Kira Simone has a very highly rated show in the U.K., and Kira and I have been in conversation, and so at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tomorrow night, immediately after my show goes off, Kira Simone will be coming on with UK Soul. And I've listened to some of her shows, and I'm telling you, it's some great things happening out of the UK musically, and we're going to be introducing it into the U.S. via WDKKRadio.com. So that's tomorrow night, 7 to 9. Of course, we'll have the DA and Wardell show, followed by Philly's Best. And then at 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Kira Simone and UK Soul. Tomorrow night's going to be a great lineup of guests. But tonight, we are being joined by a young man that I've met over. It's very interesting. We kind of connected via Facebook, and he and I have kind of been texting back and forth and emailing back and forth, and I'm excited that we were able to have him on the show tonight. Briefly, Joe Yander, he's out of the New York area, and now get this, you all. He refers to his new collection of original compositions on having breakfast with reality, and he defines it as relaxed, smooth, new jazz, R&B, electronica, and new age. What a combination, and I'm really looking forward to this conversation, and I want to welcome to WDKK Radio, Joe Yander, as well as my co-host in the person of Wardell Potts Jr. Joe, how are you doing this evening?
I'm just fantastic, Carol. How are you this evening?
Great, great, great. And Joe, I'd like to introduce you to my co-host out of, he's in the California area. He's a drummer, originally out of Philadelphia, Wardell Potts Jr. How are you doing tonight?
Yeah, I'm good.
Good. Wardell meet Joe. Joe meet Wardell.
How you doing, Joe?
I feel great.
All right. Likewise. Looking forward to hearing you. And you stuff.
Well, Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself that I didn't cover?
Oh, okay. Basically, and I've been writing songs since pretty much 6 or 7 years old. And I just loved to sit down, you know, at the piano. At first I was self-taught, and then later on I started to get into the theory and the whole basics of music composition and structure. It's just a love, you know. It's just, I just love sitting there and creating something that's never been created before.
Okay.
And so when I was younger, I was just writing songs about I don't like fire trucks or whatever. I don't know.
Right. Okay,
and
now,
then,
yeah. Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
Now you grew up in New York, right?
Yes.
Okay, now, you've done some work in Philadelphia, I think you mentioned during a couple of our conversations.
Yes, but mostly, like, the New York sound, you know, I was really heavily influenced by, you know, Sly and the Family Stone and the Young Rascals, I think, that type of style, because I like the keyboard-oriented groups of that genre with the B3, you know. Hammond B3 is just an amazing. So
yeah,
I was drawn to that funky kind of style. You know?
Okay. So that, are you familiar with like Moe's Davis and some of those guys like that? I know they used to do a lot of like organ trios in between Philadelphia and New York.
Uh-huh. Yes. I've heard.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Okay. Man, that's great.
Sort of like an organic trio type music, right? That type of with the organ.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now, this most recent. Well, before I get to your recent project, there was something that you posted recently, and I found it absolutely fascinating, and it had to do with a piano that W.C. Handy wrote St. Louis Blues on.
That's correct. Yes.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
I just went to the home of W.C. Handy in, I think it's Florence, Alabama. And I went in there, and it just was an amazing, amazing little museum. And in the corner, they had the piano. And it says, you know, W.C. Handy wrote St. Louis Blues on there. So the tour lady, since it was a slow day, she goes, "You can play it." So I played St. Louis Blues, and then I started to write my own blues song, and it felt like W.C. was telling me what to write. I couldn't explain
wow.
it. And it was really a weird story. You know, so I posted it on Facebook, and I said, maybe I'll call it W.C. and Me.
Okay.
And people said, that would be such a cool tribute,
right.
you know, to do that. Because that's, I mean, he's the founder of the blues, you know. You know the story.
Yeah, yeah.
And the parallel is amazing because I was listening to his tapes that he had where he was saying, and everybody always says the same thing about music. You know, they always say, well, if you play music, it'll take you away from God. Then they'll say, if you play music, you'll never make a living at it, and that you should
right.
go to school. And everybody said the same thing. You know, and he had trials and tribulations that were typical of all musicians during
right.
the struggling phase.
Wow.
I just was amazed. And the stories were interesting. And, you know, he went blind later on. And he had a lot of his music in Braille. So it was very
really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. Yeah. And the other thing that was really interesting, Daryl, is it was an instrument made by some Canadian inventor. And it was like you pull on the chimes, it was like little pipes, and it was almost like making complete sounds, and there was only 3 of them ever made, and Handy had one of them. He was starting to do some type of experimental music at the time.
Okay.
He never recorded it, but he owned that. So I played that too, and that was kind of fascinating because it was based on a piano hammers, but it was like little pipes. You know,
okay.
You pull them, and it made sound.
Wow.
Very interesting.
Yeah, you just never know.
No.
Hey, Wardell, did you have anything with you being a writer?
Huh?
I said, with you being a writer, I'm sure your wheels are spinning.
Well, yeah, Joe, I do have a series of small or short questions, however you want to phrase that. But I want to just back up a little bit and find out, okay, how old are you?
Oh, I'm a little older than I look.
Okay. All right, so I will leave that one to go on. Now, you are from what part of New York?
Staten Island, New York.
Staten Island?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so how old were you when you started? What made you feel like you wanted to be a musician?
I started on the accordion. Like somebody came to the house and knocked on the door and said, you know, we want to give your child lessons. And I guess they were going up and down the street. So I started on the accordion, and I won a contest at the Hotel New Yorker when I was a kid, just playing accordion. And then
accordion is out there. Like an accordion is like somebody had to teach that to you, right?
Yeah.
How did you learn that?
It's really an interesting instrument.
Okay.
I don't know. I just the bass, the bass side, left side, you know, gets the bass, and the right side gets the melody lines, and you just go back and forth and alternate the basses, and basically that's how I started. And then later on, my parents used to go to these recitals to see the Wurlitzer organ, and so my father, you know, was talked into buying an organ, and I sat down and started playing it. I always liked the organ, and then later on we went to a Hammond. We actually got a Hammond.
Mm.
So,
okay.
And then I evolved into piano. You know, my grandmother had a piano, and she had an upright, and I enjoyed piano.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't know what it is that makes you, you know, get geared towards music. And then I started to put in composition. I started watching what other people were doing, and I just started to create that way.
Well, who were your influences?
All my influences?
Yeah. Like, I mean, just like...
Oh, Ray Bryant, Keith Jarrett, you know, in that genre. Miles Davis, of course, because he said there was no such thing as a wrong note. I like that.
Yeah.
And it's true, there isn't such thing as, you know, there's no such thing as a wrong chord if you play it right. You know?
Well, you know, the truth is, it's truly a matter of opinion.
Right.
Because everybody's
right, exactly.
Entitled to it. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So,
but you saw how that evolved, you know, is that, I mean, I think I put chords where they don't belong, and I kind of make them melodic. I don't know. I mean, obviously an artist never knows how anybody's going to react to his work, but, you know, so far the reaction has been very good, you know.
Okay.
It's been very good. So.
How long have you been doing this?
Off and on my entire life.
Okay.
And it's kind of funny to just write for yourself and then just have these things that you wrote in 1985 or something and resurrect them, and they still sound pretty decent. You know, but that's what music is. It's an evolution.
Right. Right.
Of style. Yeah.
What is your goal?
To reach the world one fan at a time, and to... I guess be recognized for what I'm doing and have people, you know, react to it in a positive way. I mean, the music business right now is going through some hoops and hurdles, and, you know, no one knows the future of radio, no one knows the future of the music industry, so it's really a strange time. But the people still are hungry for the sound. They're still hungry for the healthy escape away from their reality. Even if it's just for a few moments, you know.
That's exactly why I say thank God for internet radio. Because not only do you get the independence, you know, to put out whatever you want or interview whoever you want, but it's also worldwide. And you said earlier you want the world to hear your stuff, you know. And so this is like, that's why I love internet radio. That alone.
Oh, absolutely.
It's amazing. It's amazing.
Oh, it's amazing, because how would I ever have a fan from Indonesia or Belgium or Australia? if it wasn't for internet radio.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
That's what I think.
And DA, I remember this experience. I remember when I, you know, had the internet radio in the beginning years ago, and people, and I told them, you know, well, you know, I want to interview you on such and such, and they were like, okay, what station is it? And I was saying, internet radio, and they were like, okay. They didn't think it was a big thing. Now, when you say internet radio, it's a big difference because they now realize the power of internet radio, and I'm just so excited about it now. So people have watched that transition of the internet radio, man.
Right. Well, I tell you what, let's take a listen. There's a couple of selections, Joe, that I've loaded up off the CD. And by the way, thank you. For getting those things to me. I really appreciate that. And I want to take a listen to one of the pieces off of it. And then when we come back, I want to return to the statement that you made and actually you and Wardell are leaving off on, and that is the transitions in the music and broadcast industry. How do you see that impacting your projects as you're seeking to accomplish your goals? Okay, so you can just kind of toy around with that for a moment. And right now, I want to take a listen to this piece, great piece, by the name of Passion Obsession. And this is off of Joe Yander's most recent project, Having Breakfast with Reality. We'll be right back in just a moment or two. Thank you.
Hi, this is Kai Simone, all the way from London, UK, and you're listening to WDKK Radio, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So why don't you come inside and close the door? Music's all within me. WDKK Radio.
Once again, that was Joe Yander and Passion Obsession off of the Having Breakfast with Reality CD. And Joe, I have to tell you, man, that song kind of puts me in the zone, if you know what I mean.
I know, man, exactly, me too. What it should be. I don't know, you know, it's I can't sit there and say, wow, I love this song, but I mean, even if I didn't write it, I'd love it. You know, it just has this feeling of all kinds of emotions, you know, something like a 40s kind of feel, where, you know, you could see somebody walking down a cobblestone street with a jacket on and, you know, a cigarette in his hand, and just like either his woman left him or something, or the opposite, where
right. There's
so much passion involved and the relationship is on fire. And then it brings it to a more modern level. So
right.
I just don't understand why. I want somebody to pick that up for a movie theme or something. I think it's a perfect song. Not because
it
I
is.
Wrote it. Oh, thank you.
It really is, and your project is very versatile, and I have a couple other selections we're going to listen to. But let me ask you, and let me get your feedback on the situation with the music industry, the radio industry, a lot of the change, a lot of the transition. As an independent artist, how is it impacting you, either positively or negatively?
It's a great question, and since I don't know what you're ever going to ask me before you ask me the question, I have to think about it, but it's positive and negative in the sense that it's positive that you're reaching an audience beyond belief. It's negative because not only we have to create it, we have to record it, and then now we have to market it.
Right.
And the avenues are totally different. It's changing. But it's exciting because if you can harness it and you can market it, as one of my fans said, she said, find it, bottle it, and sell it. You'll be well known for sure.
Right.
I mean, and right now I'm in the exploratory phase. I really am. You know,
okay.
Corporate radio has picked up one of the songs, and they've been playing that. And the terrestrial radio, not to that level yet because of the distribution issues. And the independents
right.
are embracing the other thing. So I'm excited. So I think overall there is a transition that's going to take place, Daryl. And the music industry should become better for it. The biggest problem
right.
that I have is when corporate radio plays the same 15, 20 songs in every market.
Right,
it doesn't
right.
allow the independent artists to break through.
Yeah, you know, I just... Yeah, because I just wrote a blog about, you know, what I'm seeing in the music and broadcast industries, more specifically the broadcast industries with radio,
okay.
Because I'm finding that there are a lot of artists like yourself and others who have great projects, but it's like they're hitting this wall when it comes to radio and airplay. And just historically, I know that the airplay is one of the key components in getting, if not the key component, in getting people's material heard. And so like Wardell alluded to a little earlier, I mean, this thing with internet radio and being able to connect with independent artists like yourself, and, you know, whether you're independent now seeking a major deal or had a major deal and you're independent now, whichever
right.
way it goes, I see internet radio as really being a key component and a key player in this whole transition. Are you finding a lot of internet radio stations open to both play your material, have you come on the shows, and or are you finding them trying to be as selective as terrestrial radio?
Terrestrial radio is much more selective, and I broke through a little, you know, I have little avenues of terrestrial radio that that look like it's promising. Internet radio has embraced me for the most part. There are a couple of shows, there's one in the UK and there's one in the United States, where they're very, very demanding at this, with, you know, they're not open to you as much as you would think they would be.
Okay.
But I find that a lot of the jazz cafe channels and the international channels are very open to me, and they come. Actually, everybody comes to find me. I found you, but
right.
Everybody else comes. I don't remember how I found you, but we just started talking one night, like you said, and I put you on, you know. But a lot
right.
of times people come to me and they'll say, I heard such and such, you were on such and such show, and I'm going to feature you. Like, that's what happened. Some guy in Canada just contacted me and said he wants to feature me in the future.
Great,
so
great.
It's all good. I'm trying it. Everybody says that you have to be patient.
Mm-hmm.
And persistent. And, you know, being from New York, patient, you know. So I have to try to get that even keel. I want to be humble, but I don't want to die a secret. Does that make
right.
sense?
Right. Oh, that's good.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
Wardell?
Great interview, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. I just want to say, first
you.
Of all, I really, really love the song that I just heard. I thought it was incredible. I think it was absolutely incredible. I don't even, I'm kind of really shocked that when
wow,
I was listening to it because, I'm really serious. Very,
wow.
very serious. The one thing I wanted to say is that the internet radio and art and the independent artists are actually creating a relationship that the independent artist cannot get with traditional radio. And so, and traditional radio is having a very difficult time with that. And eventually, you know, I mean, you see a lot of them are trying to, you know, spring up their own internet radios now and, you know, and do streaming of their shows and all this kind of stuff to try to compete.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
But
and I'm on that
way,
but I don't want to talk about it. Yeah.
There's a lot of independent stations and there's a lot of independent artists. I mean, internet radio stations and there's a lot of independent artists, way more than just the traditional radio stations. So they're really going to lose out in a big way, and it's obvious. And because I already made the turn, and they're really very uncomfortable, and the record companies are uncomfortable too because they have the same problem as the companies.
Right.
So
right. But the other thing is, though, the artist always still feels that they need to have a record label, and they still need to have store distribution.
You know, you have a lot of them that still feel that way, but you really don't anymore. And I think that if as long as you continue, you know, because you are your own label, you are your own promotion company, you know, and
exactly.
so you're promoting. You're putting yourself out there, and thank God for, you know, you have independent, you have internet radio that's willing to help you. And I don't think you're going to have a problem. I think once your thing gets going, it is going to have a snowball effect.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I've only heard one song, and I'll buy the album, you know, because I get the feeling, I already have the feeling as a songwriter, like VA said, as a songwriter, I have this inside feeling about your project already. So I thought it was great, man. It really did.
Oh, man, thank
Very
you.
Impressed. Very
now
impressed.
Now, I need 100,000 people to feel the same way.
Right. Well, let me say this, and then we're going to finish this conversation, because what's happening as I'm listening and as the night goes on, I'm getting a little hungry right now. And
okay.
I kind of have a taste for something that's kind of unique. Joe, you may have heard of it, Wardell. I'm not sure you've ever heard of it, but I want to introduce you to another food. It's called pineapple bread. We'll be right back. great track, man. Great track.
Thank you.
Now, Joe, tell me, if people want to get a hold of your CD, where is it available?
Well, pretty much right now it's on iTunes as a download. I was advised, you know, to go into some other. It's also available on Amazon download. I'm trying to get the hard copy out into the other avenues like CD Baby and what have you, but I'm putting in a different album cover.
Okay.
Because somebody said you have to have you on the cover, and I didn't think that was. I don't know why. And of course, I'm not comfortable with having me on the cover, so, but I guess I have to do it because I looked at all the other. I'm looking at the other way that the smooth jazz quote unquote artists promote themselves, and they have very flashy covers with short names, and they always look good.
Okay. Now you refer to your stuff as new jazz, not smooth jazz.
I'm a combination of smooth and new age, I think.
Okay.
I don't know what the category is, and somebody said that that's going to be difficult for you because we don't know what category to put you in. But they said, you know, you're definitely smooth jazz.
Okay. Yeah, because I do hear a hint of Yanni in some of your in some of your playing, which is a good thing. So just create a new category. That's how that works.
Yeah, maybe I'm on the cutting edge of something that's never been done before. Is what I'm hoping.
Exactly.
Like a chill ambient new age jazz.
Right. Exactly.
That would be a Wardell.
Yeah.
Wardell.
Oh yeah, I that was so strange because I was going to ask him, did he put his music in a box and categorize it yet? Because I couldn't figure out what it was, you know, what you were going to call your music. Because the first song that you played had a total like you said, 40s kind of jazz, and then what you just played now is like, you know, now today's jazz. So it's like really difficult to put your stuff in a box.
Yeah.
Great. And it also, it's same thing with the instruments. I use any kind of instrument from, you know, like from a Wurlitzer piano to a Fender Rhodes to a B3 to a Yamaha motif to an actual grand piano, you know. So I like all different types of instruments also.
Yeah, so it's like a little something for everybody.
Yeah,
I'm
really
trying
is.
To do that.
Yeah,
it really is. Now, if they want to contact you directly, because I'm sure that there'll be people that, you know, will be listening to this show and are listening either live or will be listening via archive who would like to contact you, you know, to have you on other shows. And there's probably a number of people that would like to contact you in terms of having you doing performances. So how would people get in contact directly with Joe Yander?
To give out my cell phone number, or just how about
well
Facebook?
Website, preferably like a website or Facebook.
Okay, well MySpace, you know, I'm still on MySpace, www.myspace.com/Joe Yander. I'm also you know on Facebook, and that's Facebook has been very very interesting because you can really reach a lot of people with Facebook.
Right.
You can also find me on Reverb Nation. I've never heard of that.
Yeah.
And people can sample songs that aren't on the album. I have some other songs also. Because I also like to write movie scores and things like that. So, but I'm saying, I stay focused. You know, I'm a melody maker is what I think I am. And I think what I do, the reason why people are gravitating to it is I make nice melodies that after the song is over, you're still kind of humming it. Does that make
yeah,
sense?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's very true. Yeah, have those good hooks in it. Absolutely.
Well, thank you.
What do you have, Wardell?
Well, now I'm just, you know, I'm really enjoying this guy. I was in shock that, you know, like some of the things that you said and just like, but in a good way, you kind of, you know, you're taking me back because I come from the jazz scene myself, just like DA. And as a matter of fact, we were talking about it when we were like 16, 15, we were playing this progressive jazz stuff And, you know, now I'm, you know, Mr. R&B or whatever the case is. And when I hear your stuff, it takes me back to our conversation earlier about, you know, the jazz and stuff. And it's just such a wonderful place to be. And you're kind of making me miss it. I'm getting like, I want some jazz.
Because, you know, we need to make music as music. We need to have melodies, and we need to have this kind of vision where you can visualize something while you have the music, such as, you know, passion or get in the zone or have this intensity without being blatant. And I think I think that's why I like the neo soul movement too. You know, I like the way that's going. And I think what I want to do is just combine the old with the new and make something fresh.
That's what
I'm trying to do, and I'm really excited to the fact that you are getting it, and that you're grabbing it, and you're understanding what I'm doing.
Absolutely.
You know, as an artist, if you keep making that same melody sound with the same saxophone and those same snooze jazz songs, I mean, you're gonna put people to sleep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Very true. and let me ask you a question too. And you mentioned this earlier. And it kind of piqued my interest, and I knew there was something I wanted to ask you, because I have a theory, and I'd like to get your input on this, because you mentioned something about the UK. Do you see anything from your conversations, either with people that are in the UK, have come from the UK, artists who are from the UK trying to enter the American market? Do you see anything happening with the UK in terms of American music influences really pushing and shaping the artists that are coming out of the UK?
Oh,
I hope I worded that right.
Like a Corinne Bailey Ray or something like that, are you talking?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Okay.
I think the American sound, which, you know, the root sound that has evolved from jazz or from whatever area, New Orleans or whatever, or Mississippi or, the, you know, Memphis, I think it's heavily influenced, that sound. And then even the California sound kind of evolves from the same thing. There's this evolution of music that just, you know, you take from the past and embellish it and make it better, I guess. I don't know. But I do see the UK also embracing the music more so than the United States, if that makes any sense.
Yeah. It really does. And I know when I started asking the question, Wardell was probably thinking to himself, okay, here goes DA again with his theory. Let me tell you what my theory is. And I know all of us are, Wardell will deny it, but he can. All of us are old enough to remember the British invasion.
Yes, and so am I.
Yeah, all of us are old enough to remember that, how it took artists from another country who had been heavily influenced by the American music that we didn't even appreciate here. We're talking about the Muddy Waters, the, you know, Lightning Hopkins, and a lot of these artists. And then they came over and they infused the American music with new energy. And then we begin to recognize the creative genius of our artists. I have a theory that the same thing is taking place with artists coming out of the UK into America.
I agree with you. Okay. The Beatles were the greatest, you know, the Beatles were so influenced by American music. They just wanted to hear American music, and they wanted to hear it. And the Stones, look at the Stones. I mean, you know, they wanted to have that Muddy Waters, Lightning Hopkins type sound.
Right. And it is my theory, and it is just a theory, but I'll throw it out to everybody. And so it is good to hear, you know, that somebody kind of agrees with me. You know, I can never get Wardell to say yay or nay. Wardell just kind of says whatever, you know.
No. Hey, man, this is great, man. I'm going to tell you, dude, I don't think you're going to have a problem with worrying about your secret just going bye-bye. I think that you have a great situation there, and you just need to keep doing what you're doing, man. The music is great. You know, your enthusiasm about it, your knowledge about it, and then people are going to pick up on it. I mean, you know, I think, you know, UNDA needs to talk a little bit more about, you know, just, you know, working something out with him, with getting your song rotated in the rotation and stuff, because you got some pretty good stuff there.
Absolutely. And as a matter of fact, I want to listen. We have about 15 minutes left, and I want to go to almost, I'm not going to say the whole other end of the spectrum on your music, but it's at a different base there. And so we're going to take a listen, then we're going to come back and talk a little bit more before we close this out. But you know, the reason that I like this show is because, you know, it's kind of groovy.
WDKK Radio. Hi, DA. I've got it all under control. I have the music on from 9 to 5. 24 hours? Oh, my bad. Okay, I'll turn it back on. WDKKRadio.com. 24 hours of great memories.
And that was kind of groovy, again, off of the most recent CD of Joe Yander, Having Breakfast with Reality. And that's what I'm saying, Joe. I mean, you have stuff on the CD that's all across the musical spectrum, and that's a great thing.
Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And I definitely want to thank you, you know, for your time and coming on WDKK. I'm glad that we finally got it together, because I know we were playing Facebook tag there for a couple weeks there, but everything kind of panned out, and we were able to narrow this down, and I'm so glad you know, that we did. And I want to say to all of the listeners that Joe's music is in rotation over, will be in rotation over at WDKKRadio.com, as well as his interview will be available. It will be posted there on his page. That will be going up later in the day today or tomorrow, so you can go out to WDKKRadio.com, find out more information about Joe, download the archive of the show, tell your friends about it, and let's all do what we can do to help support Joe and the many other indie artists who are producing this good music. Let's help to make their reality a reality. And Joe, again, I want to thank you, man, for coming on WDKK Radio.
No, thanks. It was incredible. I had a blast. It was so great talking to you and Wardell. And I like the fact that I had no idea what you were going to say. So I don't know if the listeners realized that, but I had no idea. I said, okay, what questions are you going to ask me? He goes, no, I don't script anything. We're just going to go. And
Right.
It was exciting.
Yeah, I have a tendency to catch a lot of artists like that. They say, okay, well, when are you going to send the questions? And I'm kind of like, don't do the scripted questions. We listen to the music, we connect, and we talk, we see what comes out. And the reason that I do that, Joe, is because I want the artist to have the freedom to carry their conversation where they want it to go, not where I want it to go.
Right. Exactly.
And so,
It just was an exciting evening. I'm very pleased. I'm really kind of amazed and taken back by the reaction that both of you have to my music, and I really appreciate that because I know, you know, you're in the business. You know exactly what you like and what you don't like and how music affects you. So I'm honored that you appreciate what I did and what I will continue to do.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And I'll definitely be in touch. And Wardell, what do you have? We have about 7 minutes.
Oh, I just want to say thank you myself. I really enjoyed you. You sound like a very, very nice man. And I wish you the most. I miss you the best. That's what your stuff. And whatever we can do to help you, you know, we're here. And thank you so much for coming on WDKK and sharing with our listeners your music.
Well, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Okay, Joe. And like I said, we'll definitely be connected, man.
Okay.
All right. You have a great evening, man, and we'll be in touch.
All righty. Take care. Thanks a lot.
Is there anything you want to leave the listeners with? Let you have the final word.
Well, I just hope that the listeners are open to the independent artist. The problem with the independent artists is there's a lot of great artists out there, okay? But the other problem is there's a lot of non-great artists out there.
Okay.
And it kind of, I don't know if Wardell feels the same way, but it kind of clogged up the airwaves or the pipes to get the good artists to, because a lot of radio stations aren't open because of the submissions that they get aren't really what they want. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Makes perfect sense.
Okay, I mean, somebody once told me that 98% of the stuff that they received is not worth radio airplay.
Wow. I've heard that too, yeah.
Oh, you have? Okay. Right.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah. And independent radio or internet radio isn't much different. So, you know, that's just one of the – that kind of comes along with the territory. And that's why when I find artists like yourself and I can do what little I can do along with Wardell and getting your material out there, those are typically the artists that we really like to do everything that we can do to provide them a platform. And I'm sure that your platform is going to serve you well, my brother.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you so much. And thanks for discovering, you know, what I do, and thanks for appreciating what I do. Because I don't know in the beginning when we first started talking if you took me seriously, because I don't think anybody does.
No, I took you serious. I took you serious.
Oh, you really did? Okay.
Yeah. And it's kind of like I explained, and I just have a tendency to have so many things jumbling at one time. in between the stations and other stuff that I'm doing, it often takes me a minute to be able to hone down and direct and get the scheduling done that I need to get done. So that's what that was about. And thank you for your patience and understanding as we were going through that. I really do appreciate that.
Oh, yeah. I think it worked out wonderful. It everything flowed and it all came together, and that was it, you know. But like you said, right. We play Facebook tag, and all of a sudden it just came together.
Exactly. And okay. Once again, my brother, you have a great evening.
Oh, you too. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, Joe.
All right. See you, Joe.
Take care. I love your show. I love listening to Barkay's Soul Finger, by the way. So
oh,
great.
I figured you would. Yeah, I figured you would. All right.
Man.
Okay. Peace, man.
Okay.
All right.
All right. God bless. See ya.
Thanks, bless. Take care.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Bye.
And Wardell, it's good to see you made it, man. I know you've been having a pretty hectic schedule out there, and you probably know better than I do. What do we have going on tomorrow night?
Well, we're going to have really a little twist. We're going to really have the stars behind the stars, the guys that don't get the recognition as well as the artists. Because the artists are played on the radio and they're in the videos, but the people that make the stars are who we decided for tomorrow night that we need to highlight. And
right. They
will be here tomorrow. We have two incredible songwriters, one in the name of Dana Myers, who's written for lots of people, from Michael Jackson, you know, to the Whispers and Gladys Knight, and there's a lot of people. And then we also have Wayne Vaughn, who's written for Earth, Wind, and Fire for several, many, many years. And on the list goes on and on and on. I mean, we're going to have a lot of fun. You guys need to tune into that because these guys, you know, you just need to meet the stars behind the stars. And that's all
okay. I
say about that. And always Philly's best, oh, my gosh, cheesesteak, holy time. And we're going to have a drummer's delight. For Philly's Best, with four drummers, D.A., myself, Peanut, and also we have, what's his name?
You asking me?
D.A.?
That's why I asked you. That's why
drummer.
I asked you.
I just tried to see if you got it. And we have the drummer from Earth, Wind, and Fire coming on tomorrow night. You know, and I missed the show. I was supposed to be there, too. But, you know, our children come first.
Right.
So, but we'll have them tomorrow night, and we're gonna chop it up with those guys tomorrow night and have a good day. That's Johnny, by the way. Johnny Paris. So he'll be on tomorrow.
That's
drummer for. Yeah, so we're gonna have a really good time.
That's going to be fun.
And, you know, yeah, that's going to be a lot of fun. So bring your drumsticks, you know.
bring your drumsticks, but make sure that your practice pad does have rubber on it. You know, I used to drive my mom and dad crazy.
I used to pull
the rubber off of the pad because
I like
the response of just hitting wood.
It used to
drive them crazy, you know, because when you had the rubber, you know, the rubber just kind of did half the response when you hit, you know, when you hit it. But
right.
when you hit the wood, I mean, you had the response, and it helped me to really build my technique. But that's another story. We'll talk about that tomorrow night. But,
I'm excited talking about it, though.
yeah, I'm getting fired up talking about drumming now.
I was going to say because I used to work on my resistance with a pillow to keep the complete opposite.
I did that too, yeah.
Yeah.
So, man, it's a good thing we didn't meet up back in the day, man, because I would have wanted to battle you, man, you know. But now you've had it drum battles. Oh, man. We're going to talk tomorrow night. But to the listeners, I do want to say I want to thank you all for tuning in to WDKK Radio this evening. I want to thank our two wonderful guests that we had, Dynamic Daphne.
I missed her.
Yeah, she's great, man. You got to listen to the archive. Tremendous, tremendous person. And she had that wonderful conference coming up. For the listeners, be sure to go out to www.visionweekendconference.com. And again, that information will be posted over at the WDKKradio.com website. You can also catch her over at BTR, which is Blog Talk Radio, for those of you who aren't familiar with it. And then our second guest, Mr. Joe Yander. You can Google his name. That's Joeyander. His information will also be posted at WDKKradio.com. Both of these shows will be archived, so you will be able to go listen to the show, glean all of the information. Just two tremendous guests we had here this evening. I also want to remind you, tomorrow night after our Friday night show with Wardell and myself, from 9 p.m. to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we are doing our debut of UK Soul, featuring Kyra Simone. Tremendous artist out of the UK, has one of the highest rated radio broadcasts in the UK, and we're introducing it here in the USA via WDKK Radio, so we're really excited of having Kyra Simone as part of the WDKK family. We are so excited about that. And I want to thank you all for your support. And Wardell, what do you have in our closing minute?
Well, you know, I just want to let everybody know that WDKK Radio is an incredible machine that is growing right before our own eyes. And I just hope that you guys continue to support and have any friends, tell them about it. And you guys have any ideas, you know, let us know anything that you want us to do or a DA to do, whatever the case is, to help this thing grow, because it is a wonderful opportunity. Just as you heard earlier with the independent artists, they love the fact that they can get their music played. And there's a lot of musicians out there that want to get their stuff played. Send them to us so we can help them.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for listening.
Absolutely. And once again, thank you all for tuning in. Wardell, I'll be talking to you shortly. Listeners, you be sure to continue to tune in tomorrow night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, WDKKradio.com. 24 hours, 7 days a week for your listening pleasure. I trust that you've enjoyed the broadcast today, and if you'd like to receive additional information about WDKK Radio, you can write me at dawilliams@wdkkradio.com. That's dawilliams@wdkkradio.com. And don't forget to tune in to WDKK 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for your listening pleasure. You can find that station on the internet at www.wdkkradio.com. That address again is www.wdkkradio.com. We'll look forward to hearing from you. Remember, you can tune in to the broadcast each day at this time on Blog Talk Radio. And until the next broadcast, remember, enjoy life. It's the only one that you have.